Bodybuilding for the elderly. Again, like a dummy, I fell this week. But it was no big deal this time, not even a bruised ego. I primarily landed in the palm of my left hand. The noise my now beefcake body made was similar to slamming a dinosaur-sized steak on a large stone countertop. My previous fall made me feel like a boiled hot dog, comically bouncing down each of my 12 steps. But this time, the sound I made indicated that I was perfectly safe, because I was wearing a biomechanical armor over every bit of my skeleton, my musculature. The fat guy me could have hit his head. It was a little bit too close. Falling face down, my then fat arms would not support 280 pounds of flabber. And fat is not armor like muscle. Plus, it limits range of motion. Even though the fall had little to do with it, I could have really hurt my back even. If I was frail and elderly, oh boy, I would have planted my head into what is essentially hard concrete. Falling face first could even cause a concussion. Ladies and gentlemen, bodybuilding is not optional. Certainly not optional as you age. You need your muscle. As a junior bodybuilder myself, I popped right up and quickly glued carpet tiles in all the slippery places. Point is, a slip and fall is seriously dangerous when you have little muscle. But it is not just about falling, not at all. It's about living and lifting and moving around. Having your muscles serve you throughout your life. For those of you who don't quite have a picture, when you see a frail elderly person, they aren't actually old. They're just not getting enough motion in their life, and as a result, their muscles atrophy. Oh yeah. The next day at the gym, and I'm not sure how, a random thought entered my mind, and I began asking myself the strangest question. Could it be that jewelry wasn't always about decoration? That wearing heavy jewelry was once a way to prevent muscles from fading away in the elderly? And as night follows the day, if a person is more attentive to their weights, they could gradually increase them over time and actually end up putting on new muscle. That is how bodybuilding works. You gradually add more weight, and your exercise has to be long, preferably all day long. There will be some initial aches, even from small chains, but a daily weight down routine would eliminate that fast. The body would really get used to it in just a matter of a couple of weeks. Excited that even if jewelry was never used this way, it is still a hell of a way to extremely quickly explain bodybuilding, I ran up to a fierce older man and I carefully explained how it works without getting into detail. He yelled at me that he's now 78 and he's been working out for 50 years, and gave me such an eye that I barely whispered, "You're not old yet." At which point his expression went from annoyed to angry. So I very swiftly and strategically retreated to avoid his mean upper hook. Even so, if I wasn't afraid of being beaten up, I would give him my 1.5 pound each leg ankle weight, which I picked up for just $2.50 at an overpriced used crap store. Tough but pleasant vinyl with birdshot on the inside is far and away from jewelry, And 3 pounds can be pretty heavy, so it's not as nice of an on-ramp to bodybuilding as my jewelry example. I would still recommend to the elderly to start with a heavy chain wrapped over a bandana on their wrist, or maybe ankle. No one interested in being fit and restoring their muscles would protest such a gradually light weight, no matter how atrophied the muscle. There's a start here for everyone. Slowly, they could graduate to 0.5 pound, perhaps neoprene wrist weight, onward all the way up to 2 or 3 pounds, maybe even more. Please notice that there is no gym here. It's just walking around with soft and gentle weight on wrists and ankles, so it's an exercise that's built in into a person's daily routine. I am, of course, aware that a lot of people will resist and may not be interested in light bandana contraptions or soft neoprene even. But you see, I already found a perfect way to convince all the elderly. Because the kind of a chain that I recommend is called a self-defense chain. You see, it has smaller and smaller links on the attack end, so that it functions like a whip. Show me one single elderly person who wouldn't dream of having 2 at their disposal, 1 on each wrist. Now, of course, violence does not solve anything. But also, as any older person will tell you, there is an exception to every rule. It sure as sunshine solves having some whippersnapper jackass interrupting your hard-earned over the course of 50 years workout with some dumbass hypothetical that wouldn't even make sense had you sat there listening to it for another 50 years.